Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church Podcast. We're glad you've joined us to listen to a message from our pastor, Ashley Ellison. We believe God's Word is powerful and that it can be applied to our lives so we may live victoriously. Let's join Pastor Ashley now as he shares the Word with us.
We have been, every time I've been up here, I've been talking about different parts of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And believe it or not, that was April, now it's July, or August, and we're just today finishing that up. So I want you to know that there's so many topics there that are foundational to the life of a Christian and how we are to live life in the new covenant. Last week we talked about being aware of false prophets. And how to determine who people are by their actions and what their actions produce. Watching what actions produce. That's the fruit in someone's life. And then Jesus went on to talk about a concern of people who think they're okay. Because they've played a Christian role in front of everyone else. But the question is their name on the roll?
Right. Yeah.
It's very concerning. Matthew 7, let's jump right in here, verse 21. Jesus says, "Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Yeah. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, performed many miracles in your name, but I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's law." No one wants to think that Jesus would say such a thing.
Yeah.
But he said, here's what I will say.
Right.
So he's giving you foreknowledge, if you will, of something that could be said to you and hopefully won't. How terrible would it be to get to heaven and be turned away? I mean,
yeah.
The greatest party, the greatest thing you've said your whole life you were going to experience one day, and to get there, and I don't know you. It just reminded me of going to a party that you know a bunch of people that are going to be at the party, and you found out it was by invitation only, and you went, all my friends are there, everybody I know is there. I mean, and so I know that I'm invited. So you get to the door, and they say, "Now, what's your name again?" And you give them your name, and they look through the list, and your name's not on the list. And you start saying, "Yeah, but wait a minute here. I know my friends are here. I've got people that I know are here." And they say, "Yeah, they were invited. They're probably here. But your name's not on the list." And they say, "Well, I've got to be. Will you go get the owner of the house, please? Because, I mean, I need to be here." And they go get the owner, and the owner comes and looks you square in the face and goes, "I don't know you." And you sit there and go, "Wait a minute here. I've been telling everybody about your party. I've listened to you for years. I know everything about you." And he says, it still doesn't change the fact that I don't know you. That was a concern of mine when I was a child, when I hear preachers preach on this. And I want you to know it's a healthy concern. It was a concern of mine enough to where I didn't want to just hear about him. I wanted to make sure he knew my name. Because when I get to heaven, I don't want turned away. And that's a big deal. How terrible that would be. You've got to meet the requirements to get your name on the list.
Yeah.
He met all the requirements for you to get on the list, but you've got to do your part. So many, I'm concerned, are playing church, not living church.
Yeah.
They're not living it out. They're just playing it. Trying to make people happy, maybe in your family, maybe in your job, maybe something. You're just trying to make everybody else happy, so you play the role of Christianity. I want you to know Jesus is telling you today. You can't be playing.
Yeah, for sure.
We've got to be the real thing.
Yeah, really,
it's got to be the real deal. We're to be in partnership with Jesus. Now, here's what I can tell you. This whole Sermon on the Mount has been some heavy stuff. It's probably been some of the toughest teachings that I have ever delivered. It's tough. But it's life-changing. And you, if you were in all of these and you aren't challenged, then you weren't listening. So go back and listen, because there's a challenge for us to make a change and do things different. See, you answer the call that he has for your life, and then you make a commitment. And the fact is, after those things, there should be change that occurs. So Jesus, in the sermon, talked about here a couple weeks ago, be careful who you listen to. Yeah. Then mentioned that there are people that have sheep's clothing on that want your ear. But you better be careful that you don't listen to them, because they're not really in the fold. They just act like they are.
Right. Right.
And then he says, by the way, make sure you're not one of those. That you're not just acting.
Yep.
That you're the real deal. And not because any pastor, preacher, or blogger says you're okay.
Yes.
Jesus says, here's how you can know you're okay. And he gives a whole definition of this. Just make sure you're in the fold. Now he ends his sermon with Matthew 7, and the last three verses that he, well, let's read the last four. Anyone, he says, who listens to my teaching. Who's anyone? Anyone. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. Now, let me just stop there for a second. We're going to go on, but anyone who listens to my teaching. You've got to see that Jesus was preaching a sermon to everyone that was there. And so he didn't say, hey, every one of you, here's what he said, any one of you who's listening. And Jesus is saying that today. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. And he just gave a lot of teaching. He gave a lot for you to understand through this whole sermon in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock.
Yeah.
Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock.
Yep.
But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey, it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. Two people who both heard Jesus, the first person listened and followed and was called wise. The second person heard it, did not make the application, didn't obey it, and is called foolish. Two types of people, both heard, both built, and they built two different buildings because it was two different people, but I want you to know they encountered the same storm. And after the storm, only one stood. The other was destroyed. Today, most know there is a difference in building a house on sand versus rock. Watch this. This looks like so many lives that I have seen in my short existence here on planet Earth. marriage, ministry, finances. I thought their house looked pretty good. And then I watched the storm come and just take them out. They looked like things were going well. Then a storm and their life destroyed. Today, we've got to address foundational cracks. We got to know what they are. Matthew 7, anyone who listens and follows, Jesus is saying, anyone who has just listened to anything that I just said, no, everything I just said, everything he just said is addressing foundational issues in the life of people. And I can tell you, storms are inevitable. Well, that's a 100-year flood. All right. Well, at some time in that 100 years, it's coming. Are you going to live through it? Are you going to make it through it? And I'm not talking about a physical house. I'm talking about a house referring to a life. A life. Jesus says, anyone who listens and follows. I want to read Matthew 7, 25 again, but I want to read it in the New King James Version because I like what it says. And so read this on the screen with me, unless you've got it and want to read it where you're at. But it says, rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And help me here. It did not fall. It did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. It did not fall. It did not fall. Come on. How many this morning can praise God and say, I've been right there? And I mean, that storm came, but I didn't fall. Praise God. See, that's the life of so many. I hear testimonies after testimony on a weekly basis with the church this side. Did you hear what was happening in their life? Praise God, they didn't fall. Come on. Praise God, they didn't fall. That's got to be the life of God's people. Jesus taught this in his sermon. So I don't want you to live doom and gloom. I want you to know we got a bunch of people who can give testimony. Storm is coming. I didn't fall. Praise God. See, that's got to be the encouragement that you take from this and say, hallelujah. I didn't fall. I'm still here. And Jesus was teaching so much. The problem is there's so many people that are worried about their life falling, failing. And you can be secure this morning. I want you to know this. Don't you leave here insecure. Right. You can live knowing that I am foundationally okay.
That's right.
I'm foundationally right where God wants me. See, we have rain. We have floodwaters rising. We have winds beating against the house. And today, the importance of foundation, we've got to talk about. I think it's imperative because Jesus finishes this whole sermon out with this. Luke 6, 48. A different writer, we've been in Matthew the whole time, different writer addressing the same thing. I like the way Luke says it. He says, he is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. He dug deep. I just like that terminology. We got to have some lives that dig deep. They're digging deep because I'm going to get foundational. I'm going to make sure that I am on the rock. That means all this other junk, I'm going to dig through and I'm going to get deep and I'm going to get my foundation. See, the depth of your life depends on you getting to the rock. The depth of your marriage, the depth of your ministry, the depth of leadership in whatever area, it's all about foundation. The house may look the exact same. You can't tell about the foundation by what you see on the outside. We were driving down 65 highway and looking over right in Springfield. You can look over just past Battlefield if you're headed north. Bunch of houses over on your left as you're driving up there. They all look identical. And the one thing you can't see is whether or not their foundations are the same.
Right.
Now, you would assume they were, and we get in trouble because we assume our foundation is good because our house looks just like somebody else's.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. See,
I'm married, they're married. I mean, we're the same house.
So good.
I just built the same house as they built. And we think we're okay. Because you're just looking like somebody else, but you're only looking at the outside. You watch people over time, and I've done this a lot, who continue to grow in a world that is just messed up. And you watch their marriage, and it just seems like, do they ever face a storm? They're just so happy all the time. I mean, how can people act like Jim and Sherry Ernest? It just doesn't make sense to me. They just, whatever she says, it's just, How do you do that? I mean, great marriages, they just seem unshakable as you watch them. And they just never any issues, and they just go through life and seem like they're unaffected. Make sure I have the right word there. What you have there is you have an individual who has an invisible advantage.
Yeah.
I know that's going to click, and then see, there's a secure foundation, and here's what's happening. They're always looking for cracks. You won't ever talk to anyone who does concrete that won't tell you. Eventually, you're going to have to watch out because there'll be a crack. I don't know how good, how bad, whatever, conditions, blah, blah, blah. There's going to be a crack. You better watch for the crack. Because that crack can take you out. We've got to be paying attention, and we've got to maintain our foundations. I've just seen so many people in life, and I've watched some that I know have an invisible advantage, and it's because their foundations are observed all the time. They're looking at them. They're making sure they're good. But I've watched other lives that seem like their house was great. Everything's put together. How's it going, brother? It's just great. It's just great. Next thing you know, they're hitting a bridge, and that whole thing. I just like that sound. Yeah. It's sick. And you're like, how did that happen? And I can tell you exactly how it happened as that life slowly or quickly fell apart. Marriage was a wreck. I don't know. Finances gone. I don't know. Lifestyle. I don't know. Kids messed up. I don't know. But there was a crack in the foundation that occurred. And when that storm hit, it took them out. See, what I want to impart today, we've got to know how to make some foundational repairs. Cracks. I get that. They're going to crack. But what are you going to do when it does? See, there's some foundational repairs, and you got to be paying attention to what others don't always see. But you got to be looking for them and maintain your foundation. The word today I want you to see, and we'll change for foundation, is character. Character. Character is built by hearing and doing. What are you listening to? And what are you doing with what you're listening to? What are you hearing, and what are you doing with what you're listening to? Maybe you came from a turbulent background, but now you're sold out to God. I mean, your whole background, it was just messed up. And now you've met Jesus, and you've turned your life to Him. But you keep seeing different things show up in your life, and they're cracks. That's what they are. I mean, insecurities from a former life. Someone with insecurities, they can't promote other people. They're not comfortable in their own skin. They think everyone's out to get them. But maybe a crack is fear and rejection. There's just a crack in my foundation. I grew up and everything just seemed like I was always rejected. Maybe a divorce of a parent. Maybe you had a parent who left the home or just left your life. And I live fearful, and this, people are going to leave my life. And I always feel like I'm rejected. Nobody ever wants me. See, that's some cracks in a foundation. Yeah. Maybe it's bondage. I mean, you've had addictions. And it can be any type of addiction. It can be addiction now to a screen. It can be an addiction to, obviously, drugs and alcohol are addiction areas and prescription drugs. There are just certain things. Man, I just feel like I'm held in bondage here. Well, that's a crack in your foundation that needs some attention. Are you getting this? So we got to identify that there are cracks, and what happens if you're feeling like, or you're thinking, or you just, for some reason, whatever area it is that's getting you, it's just starting to feel like you're on sand and the whole thing's getting ready to just wash away. You're praying that it don't rain, because if it rains, we're in a lot of trouble. And that storm comes and you're like, I don't know if my marriage can make it this time. I just don't. The end of this whole sermon, Jesus is telling you, make sure you heard all of this and you check out your foundation every day from here on out. You got to keep checking it so that you're not destroyed by the storms of life, because I promise you they're going to come. And here's the fact of the matter is that you're going to start building and you're going to start building. And yeah, I got saved when I was 10. And you think that's all the foundation? What I'm telling you, that got you an entrance to being able to check it. Yeah, that was what you started building on, but you got to always go back to the foundation. That's why once a year we're really, really big on teaching foundational truths in some of our elevation classes. It's important that we're foundationally correct. We know what we're building on and we're paying attention to it at all times, because storms will come and they'll try to knock you out. Some questions to ask yourself today. Are y'all with me? Some questions today to ask yourself about your foundation. Just some areas that you may want to look at and keep your life from falling apart in. You might want to look at these. Number one, do I have a fixed devotional life? What do I mean by that? Do I have a devotional life? I mean, do I have time each day where I'm praying and I'm studying? Is that me? Is it habitual, if you will? Are you fighting for that every day? I mean, now there are times you miss. Get this, I understand that. There are times that I'm like, okay, life gets busy. I had to get up early because I had to go do this. I had to go drive somewhere. I had to go do, but I'm talking about on a regular basis, I have some real stability in this area. I get up and this is the first thing that I listen to. I mean, it produces for you. In fact, you go through your day thinking, man, I'm glad I started out with the word and prayer this morning. Because a little bit of a storm kind of just popped up right in the middle of my day. But man, I was foundational. Or are you going, you know what? I don't know that I have a fixed devotional life. I'm not really listening to the word. I'm not listening to preaching, but maybe on Sunday if I happen to show up to church. I'm not really feeding myself the things of God. Now, here's what I want you to know. I understand that a lot of people don't know a lot about the Bible. I get a kick out of hearing people who I know nothing about the Bible talk like they do. And you got to be careful when you have a foundational life in Scripture and you're listening to it every day. In fact, I have on one of my apps that just gives me a daily Bible read, and I see some of y'all post it, so you have the same one. But it's really cool, because every morning my phone dings. And I'm like, I know the ding. And it makes me smile, because right there's going to be a scripture. Yeah. And I know that if I feed myself that, just one scripture. Now, sometimes that one scripture will lead me to having to look at some more, because I've got to make sure that I get what's happening. And I'm sitting here making sure that I'm living biblically founded, because inevitably, sometime during that day, someone's either going to find out I'm a preacher, I'm going to talk about church, and then somebody's going to give me this really dumb statement that has nothing to do with the Bible whatsoever. In fact, they want to relate it to it's a God statement. And I got to be really careful that I have the heart of God on the matter, and that I don't get into this big debate and make them look foolish. Because that's not going to help them. It's not going to draw them. It's going to turn them away. And I've got to have a daily, not just scripture reading, but time with the Lord so I get his heart on the scripture. And so, God, thank you. Thank you for that scripture. Thank you for that time today. I mean, my verse this morning was out of Colossians, and I know this verse, and it's memorized, and it just set your mind on things above, not on things of this earth. How many times during your day could that help you? I mean, because we get so caught up on everything going on right here. And so I'm asking you today, do you have a fixed devotional life? Some may think, well, I would do that, but I just can't get in a rut. My day changes every day. I just can't get in a rut. I want you to know that foundations have ruts. Right. Yeah. What do you mean? You got to dig to get a rut. And when you keep digging in the same area, you can find out you're getting deeper and you're getting deeper and you're getting deeper. And we always see that as a negative, that I'm stuck. No. I'm getting secure. I'm getting foundational. And so, yeah, you need to get into a rut of reading your Bible every day and praying. That's a good rut to get in. So if you're not, you might say, you know, that's an area that I probably ought to check my foundation in. Number two, some questions to ask yourself. Do I have a successful marriage relationship? I'm telling you, everybody thinks you do because they look at your life and you're just like, everything's great. Yeah. But I'm talking about the foundation. Maybe you grew up in a divorced home or you've already been through a divorce yourself and you're just all the time bracing yourself for your spouse to walk out on you. You just all the time, I'm just bracing myself because I can tell you that river's real and that house floating down. I know I've been there. I was in the house when my parents split up and it was floating down and I watched it explode right there. See, maybe that's your story. And what I want you to know, that bridge is a real deal and that house hitting it. I've watched it too many times. Yeah. And so I ask you, do you have a successful marriage or is there a crack in the marriage that you need to address? I mean, you need to address this. This crack is a real deal and it's getting bigger and this is not a good thing. Now, I want to tell you, Michelle and I don't agree on everything. We have interactions, or at least that's what I'll call them today. And you've got to know that if you're married and you don't address those interactions that are going, it won't be long and you're in a lot of trouble. See, we have to work on keeping our foundation secure. Well, we got married and I told her I loved her when we got married. If anything changes, I'll let you know. Try that one on for size. Just never say I love you again. I told her when we got married, why do I ever have to say it again? You better address the foundation of that love every day. Right. See, we get, I'm not teaching a marriage conference, but you got to get my point here. You got to make sure you're foundational. The third thing, do I understand how to raise successful kids? Come on, your parents they messed up. And you're trying to figure out how to do it. I mean, maybe your parents did mess up and you were abused or they left or your story is, I just wasn't raised in church. I wasn't raised biblical. We never prayed in our house. But now you've given your heart to the Lord. Yeah. Don't you think for a second that the enemy's not going to want to try to cause some problems in your foundation? And he's going to attack you and attack you and attack you. And you're like, well, I just don't know. I'm trying. And that crack just keeps getting bigger and bigger because the foundation of raising successful kids is not what you thought it was going to be. Come on, I know I'm speaking people's language today. Number four, do I follow the biblical principles of finances? Seriously, we're going to talk about this? Absolutely. Jesus did, all through Scripture. Do I know how to handle, let's say it like this, do I know how to handle just the plain old things that God entrusted me to handle? And money's one of those. It's a big one because it's the area that you're going and working every day to get. See, do I know how to handle it? Or you have no financial stability. You're mad at your spouse for what they just spent all the time. I want you to know I didn't say husband or wife. You're just mad because you didn't agree with what they spent. And now you don't know if you have enough money for the rest of the month because of their bonehead decision, crack, and the finances just crack. They've been cracked, and now they came over and they cracked some of the marriage. Next thing you know, we're lashing out in our marriage, and then boom, crack with the kids. And then the storm comes, and you're like, what am I going to do now? You're getting ready to go for a little boat ride towards calamity. Jesus refers to your life as a house, and it's a foundation that will allow the house to be built. And know this, if Jesus refers to your life as a house, and he's talking here about the foundation, then the foundation is going to determine your destiny. Character can be very shallow or it can be shaky. And here's the thing. A lot of people will initially experience success when they give their heart and life to Jesus because they're all in. And then crap. Long-term legacy will evade you if you don't have foundational stability. So you've got to address these areas quickly before a storm hits your life. Psalm 11, verse 3. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, what a verse. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? As I prepared this message, I got to tell you, I was challenged. I mean, what about my life? What about the lives of everyone hearing this? Well, the fact is, we are all going to have to deal with foundational flaws. We're going to have to. And so I want to give you three things this morning as we just jump right on in and finish this up. Three principles of building on the rock. As you're digging deep and you get down to the rock, here's some things you've got to maintain in your life and you've got to make sure and address because Jesus does. Number one, don't be a fool. Number two, be foundational in every part, all parts of your life. And number three, being aware that there's always a storm that's brewing. So, the first one, don't be a fool. Jesus called the man foolish who heard but didn't apply. See, he didn't get his foundation taken care of. And I want to tell you a couple things about a fool. A fool is always in a hurry. Boy, if the word can't make an impact in your life for how we're going to live it tomorrow, then why would we listen to anything about it? A fool's always in a hurry. Isaiah 28, God says that he that believes in the cornerstone, who believes in Jesus, God has laid for us, that's Jesus, is not in a hurry. Right in Scripture. Don't be in haste. It seems like most of the time, I have looked on my life and it seems like I'm always in a hurry. And I loved going to visit all of my grandparents when they were all alive because every time you get ready to leave, here was their favorite line. What's your hurry? What's your hurry? And I'd always think, well, I don't know, but I am. I am in a hurry. I have it. I don't know what it is. It wasn't to get away from them. I just thought that I had said everything that they needed to hear and I needed to go because I'm in a hurry. I don't know about you, but I'm eating dinner and I ate my last bite and now I'm in a hurry. We're done. When I start dinner, I'm in a hurry. Why? Because that food's going to be good and I can't even swallow the one in my mouth before I'm thinking about what's getting ready to go in next. Come on, we live life in a hurry, don't we? Well, the Bible says the fool's always in a hurry. Well, you don't think I've been challenged by this. This is a big deal. Well, what does this apply to in Scripture? Because we are all about shortcuts to get quick results. I want to go on whatever diet will allow me to lose the most, the quickest. We're always in a shortcut just to get wherever we think next is. Come on, someone may be getting free right now because the Bible says that's foolish. A fool is always in a hurry. And know this, When you get in a hurry in foundational issues and you skip some things, your foundation's going to crack quick. It's going to be messed up quickly, and it's going to turn to sand because you didn't take care and do it in the proper order. I know I've been around Chico and some of you concrete guys enough to know if the concrete starts drying quickly, everybody scrambles. Why? Because they don't want this foundation messed up. But there's a waiting. When you get to it too early, I've watched them. It's too early. You got to let it sit longer. You got to let it sit. We can't get on this yet. Why? We got to wait. We got to wait. Why do you got to wait? Because we don't want to mess up the foundation. There is some time that is necessary for foundational work. Here's the second thing about a fool. Don't be a fool. He feels his ideas are best, and he listens to no one. That's foolish. That's foolish. Many people enter marriage, and they won't listen to anybody. The only reason I went to premarital counseling is because that's the only way the pastor said he'd marry us. And I thought, I know more than him. And I would work all night, and I'd go to this council meeting, and I'd sit there, and he told me later I fell asleep, and I don't remember it. But yeah, and it was just me and him in the room. How embarrassing is that? I didn't have anything. I didn't want to. Let me just tell you, if I'd have heard half of what he had to say, there'd have been a lot of cracks that have been avoided. Business. A lot of people start businesses. That's a great idea, except for you ask no one. Anything about it, you didn't know anything, and you find yourself in business, and you're like, oh my goodness, I was that guy also. Now what are we going to do? We're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. I don't know what we're going to do now. See, counsel before will help foundational issues. But know this, once you get a crack, you better get some counsel to get that thing filled. They have a lot of them. I see them on the news all the time, foundational repair companies. Now, that's in the natural, but what about in the life of your house? We all need counsel. Without it, there's a major risk that cracks will form. Yeah. In parenting, come on, you need some help. You think the terrible twos are bad? Wait till the terrible 20s. That was funnier in my head. Number three, if you will, another one. A fool will never think things all the way through. I've got 100 stories going through my head right now. Because I've operated in all three of these horribly in my life. I'm challenged today, and I hope you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you think that all the way through? No, I didn't. That's foolish. Crack.
Yep.
But what I can tell you is my house is just as nice as yours, and I saved $20,000 on the foundation. I remember the three little piggies. I'm often reminded of them. One with sticks, one with hay, and one with bricks. The other two got done quickly. But there's an enemy, and he's going to huff, and he's going to puff, and you better be the little piggy with bricks. See, there's some real foundational truths in life. Before you start that marriage, before you start that business, before you start that educational move into where are you going to live, what are you going to ready to buy, all of these things, I'm telling you, dig deep.
Yeah.
Make sure you're on the rock.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, you got some issues. The second principle of building on the rock that we talked about fools. Number two, you're foundational in all parts of your life. Foundations cannot be seen, but what is built on them is seen. And know this, if you only duplicate what's seen and you miss the foundation, you're building faulty. See, I'm going to build my life just like them. I'm going to treat my wife just the way that I see him treat. I'm going to get out and open the door for him. That's fine. Get out and open the door. But the reason you're getting out and opening them is because they're saying, I'm not getting out of this car. Come on, get out of the car. I open the door for you. No, the way you treated me, don't you open the door for me. You're trying to build it on, I'm going around to open a door, but you didn't do everything necessary before you opened the door. There's so much that goes together with foundations, and you have to have a foundation in every area of your life. There's resources available to help with life's foundational cracks, and I'll get to those here in just a second. But church is a big one.
Right.
See, you're building your life with the foundation of church, and I get that. It's one area, and it's really good, but this is not a cafeteria where you just pick and choose what you want. God's foundations are multifaceted, and they should affect every area of your life. And that's one of the things I want a church to do, to address every area that there may be cracks in. Because we're here to the Word to help and to improve life, not make it worse. Wise man is one who listens intently to the Word, even when it seems your foundation is good. I love this because I can't tell you the amount of times I preach and I look out and I'm looking at people's lives and I'm looking at you and you'll smile and you'll nod or you'll agree and you're like, yeah, I got it. And I'm sitting here going, I'm preaching to the choir. Why do I even need to preach this point? I think that at times. Why do I need to preach this? I mean, I know your life. It's so good in this area. Why am I even preaching it? Because we're all listening intently to the Word and we're making sure no crack gets up in that area.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard everything that preacher has to say. Crack.
Yeah.
You just thought your foundation was good and I'm never addressing it again. Crack. Well, that's just how it happens. You always need to be looking in the mirror. James said in James chapter 1, verse 22, don't listen to God's Word. You must do what it says. Don't just listen to God's Word. Do what it's. You don't just listen to it. You do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves. There's the word foolish. For if you listen to the Word and don't obey it, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it.
Right.
It doesn't say then God will bless you because you heard it. No, he says, God's going to bless you because you looked at it, you paid attention to it, you checked your foundations and said, I needed that.
Yeah.
And I needed to apply the Word again in that area. The third principle and the last one, of building on the rock, be aware there's always a storm, either here, now, or coming.
Right. Yeah.
Three things. Storm starts and does. It has rain. Let me call rain loss and disappointment.
Wow.
We've all had it. Something unexpected. I didn't expect that to happen. I wasn't expecting that. That was just, that's so disappointing. Or a loss that comes and it just affects how you operate. It affects your day. It affects everything going on in your life right now. We all want a perfect life without any rain, but know this, rain comes.
Yeah, it does. It sure does.
Floods. Boy, have we not seen some floods across our country? Thank God for the rain. I do thank him for the rain, but I'd be fine with it now to quit in certain areas. The flood represents the world. The world is flooded with profanity. It's flooded with sickness everywhere you look. This culture of sexuality, the way people dress, I mean, just a flood. Genesis 6, God saw the flood of iniquity and he flooded it with water for purifying it. He needed to get it right. People not wearing enough clothes. There's a draw into sin at every corner. Constant exposure to flooding. Come on, everybody gets this. And then the wind. Let's call the wind the devil, the enemy. Huff and puff and blow your house down. See, he gets you caught up on the rain of loss, the flood of filth, the wind of adversity. And the only thing that will hold you is if your foundation's deep enough. We have a genius in our church, and his name is Matt Goldsmith. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I ask him questions all the time because he knows how to build proper in a lot of ways. We just wanted to put a flagpole out here, and I'm like, I got a post hole digger. No, we had to have a machine come out and scrape a big, and I mean, he built this rebar cage that then we had to sit down in there, and I've, why in the world that flagpole stand? Look at it. It's beautiful today. He goes, we're not worried about today. We have 100 to 120 mile an hour winds that can come through here. We've had 80 mile an hour straight winds. And what I'm telling you, with this cage and the concrete and the foundation that we're digging out to get down to some bedrock, come on, are you getting scripture? That pole will be standing when I'm gone. Why in the world was that such a big deal? I've never forgot it. I never drive by that flagpole that I don't think about foundations and the importance of getting it right so that that thing will still be standing. And I love to drive by that flagpole because it's just, it's whooping the rains, the floods, and the wind. Come on, we got to have a life like that. Regardless of the storm that comes, I've dug deep. I'm not going anywhere. My marriage is going to be right here. My finances, I've been making good decisions in finances for years. You're not going to whoop me financially. I'm not in a competition with you. I just mean I'm not going to get whooped by storm. God's got me. I've made good decisions. Where it's where we're at, we're okay. Here's some resources. If you've got some cracks, and today I promise you, you couldn't have sat through this and not realized I've got to address a couple of these. I need to make sure I'm okay. So if the crack is in your marriage, foundationally, nobody knows it because I'm telling you, everybody sees your marriage is great. But if it's in your marriage, let me just give you something you can do. And we've done it. I've done it a lot because there are times I just need to get recentered, and it shows up in my feed every once in a while. There's a guy by the name of Jimmy Evans, and he has a thing called Marriage Today. All of it's free. Come on, y'all like that. It's free. Get in there and dive into some marriage tips. It's all biblical. It'll help put some of that concrete repair in there if it's just a little crack, or it may have you chisel out some areas and put some new stuff in there. But you need some help there. The crack is in marriage. Maybe it's in finances. Dave Ramsey, 7 baby steps of how to walk out of calamity. Boy, I just don't know what we're going to do. Get you some help. And I'm not saying that's the only one, but that's some good repair.
Right, right.
Some good stuff right there. Parenting, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Boy, my kids, I've been trying, but parenting. Henry Cloud, Boundaries for Kids. That would have whooped you right in the face. If your kids don't have any, go get that. Hey, we got a book in the back by my pastor, Tim Brooks. One of the best books you'll ever get. It's available. I'm just having some trouble with parenting. Can we sit down for counseling? No. Read some stuff. That's so mean. You wouldn't meet with me? Not until you have some truth already. Yeah, I know you've got problems. I agree. Come to church every week for the rest of your life. Take some notes. Be in everything that's offered outside of here. Get foundational truths into your life. There's a lot of things you're looking at that are really good, but you're missing some foundational truths. Need some help there. Maybe if you're starting a business or you just started it and it's like, this is all falling apart. Read Dave Ramsey's Entre Leadership. Great book. Entre Leadership. Teach you about cash flow, how to handle taxes, what all you need set up. Some good stuff. Come on, I want you coming to church and getting some help. Because the enemy wants to take you out and you hit the bridge. The Bible says in Matthew 7, verse 28, at the end of this whole sermon, the Bible says when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching. For he taught with real authority, quite unlike their teachers of religious law. I'm telling you can listen to everything else, but if you're not listening to Jesus, you're going to miss it.
Sure.
You got to listen to Jesus. The crowds were amazed. Come on, I have been amazed as I've gone through this sermon, and just one after one, I needed some help here. 2 Timothy 2:19, my last scripture today. God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription: the Lord knows who are his. And all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. Let me just tell you, no one goes out looking to build a house that's going to be swept down the river. No one goes out and does that. No one does. I promise you, that house was from a flood that was in New Hampshire. And they didn't build that house knowing that one day it would be a national YouTube sensation. Nobody built it thinking that their house was going to be, see, nobody builds a life thinking that it's going to be, whoosh. Nobody does that. But when you're not paying attention to a little crack, a little evil here, it just got in. I didn't even know it. I've been building up here on this level. You better pay attention to some foundational issues, because there are foundational cracks that the enemy wants to take you out with. And it's just one crack will lead to another. And it all starts with the foundational crack. Nobody does that. But when you're not paying attention to a little crack, a little evil here, it just got in. I didn't even know it. I've been building up here on this level. You better pay attention to some foundational issues, because there are foundational cracks that the enemy wants to take you out with. And it's just one crack will lead to another. And it all starts with the foundational crack.
Thank you for being a part of our podcast today. You will find more online messages from Christian Ministries Church, as well as location information on our website at cmchurch.net. There is a place for you at Christian Ministries Church, where it's more than a church, it's family.